What's that?
What a show we've got planned for you today. Over the weekend, we've had accusations of salary cap breaches vehemently denied by both Sydney FC and the FFA. Plus, Perth Glory held a very revealing fan forum. We'll have a chat about these topics and we'll attempt to get Mel Dinjaski on the line to give us an update on the Queensland State League. My name is Matt Greenlaw. On the switchboard, across the table, Supernova Pete Novakovsky. G'day, mate.
How are you doing today?
I'm very well. And sitting next to me, patiently awaiting his introduction, Michael Ruchek. G'day, mate.
Hey, g'day, boys. How you going?
Oh, yeah. Had an interesting morning. Lovely morning, actually.
Yeah, we've been doing the Beyond the 90 radio show. We had Lou Sticker on there. We're talking about Celtic Football Club, and we scored ourselves some free tickets, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, pretty stoked for that one.
Not bad, eh?
I also love that you guys are having to share a mic, because someone from this studio has actually taken some of these microphones, so we're stuck.
Yeah, which leads me to there's three of us in the studio, and then there's one extra special guest that we've got in today. So joining us in the studio,
none other than
my mum.
There you go.
She doesn't have a microphone today, but g'day, mum.
G'day.
You might not be able to see that, but she's waving and saying g'day. Yeah, we'll get her to do a little bit of a segment later on in the show. First up, let's get to pressing matters. Michael, take us a bit through about some football news, and firstly, the salary cap breach accusations.
Yeah, look, this story broke in the Fairfax Press this week. There was a report, basically, that Matt Phelan, who is the former A-League Operations Senior Manager, has basically said that he reported to Ben Buckley in the lead-up to the 2009-2010 A-League Grand Final Series that he had questions about Sydney FC's salary cap and whether additional service agreements, basically third-party payments, were taking Sydney in excess of their $2.25 million salary cap. And, yeah, I mean, Ben Buckley's come out and said, look, don't know anything about it, and I reject the claim.
What was his exact phrasing? It was like, oh, former staff. It's obviously their former staff and not current staff. Got a bit of a grudge.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, though. A lot of former staff members have a bit of a grudge with these guys at College Street, so, yeah.
I wonder what the reasoning is behind there. Pete, your quick thoughts on that?
Well, my first thought was, when did we re-sign Dave Zulich? Because after all, season one, he's the one who tipped us over, and kind of expected that he would be the one who'd haunt us again.
Now, when you say he tipped us over...
Yeah, sorry, Sydney FC, look,
I've warned you
that
before.
That's what my fourth or fifth warning now.
Keep
I'm
your Sydney FC fan and
one.
Your scarf at the door as we come into the studio.
Look, I'll tell you what. I think it's only fair that I can say us, because Jack Quigley, who is another one of these hosts on the Football Sack podcast, he is a Gold Coast member now. So he's like their number one member or something like that.
Interesting.
So he's the one who's going to be saying us as well. So if he can say it, I can too. It's only fair.
And while we're talking about Jack Quigley and Christian Leyland, they have brought back the original Football Sack podcast. Now, they have claimed that it is the best Football Sack podcast. Well, we here down in Sydney,
I agree.
We debate that. You debate this? Hey, you agree? Come on. We're on the... Michael, come and help me out.
Look, this is my second podcast, and I have to say that the last two have been the best we've ever had. So it's a win. It's a win for us.
Yeah, so welcome back to Jack Quigley, Christian Leyland. My one qualm with the boys up on the Gold Coast, I gave Christian Leyland...
Just one problem?
Just the one. Just the one solemn problem.
There are two of them.
Half a problem each. They took the award that we won, the Footy Fans Down Under glass statue.
Yeah, and they were smashing against the mic.
They were smashing against the mic.
That's just not fair.
And what I told Christian, I said, yeah, I'm more than happy for you to have this trophy. Just look after it. And what's he done? He's smashing it up against a microphone.
Yeah, it's just not right. I tell you. Look, if they did actually smash that...
That
would have been crazy, okay? That would have just been absolutely insane.
And just to reiterate, the World Game, David Bashir, if you want your trophy back, contact the boys because they've stolen that too.
Yeah, look, it's not us, okay? It's not Matt.
It's
not Ruchek. It's not me. None of us. It's up there with Christian Leyland. So it's all his problem now.
I didn't even realise that they'd taken the trophy. It's just Christian Leyland. He's got on the sneaky and taken that.
Yep, so blame him. I'll send Dave a text message later on and I'll say it's all Christian.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool.
Michael, can you take us through a bit more of what's happening around the country in football news?
Okay, well, there has been a bit of press in recent days that former Chelsea, Atletico Madrid, PSV, Fenerbahce and Paris Saint-Germain striker Mateja Kesman from Montenegro is considering the A-League. But really, the only news we've heard about it is from his Australian-based agent, who seems to be spruiking this story pretty solidly.
One piece of news I like about that is that he has, like Kesman has said, that Sydney FC is his first choice of club. Sydney FC have apparently already knocked him back, and now he's like, oh, does anyone else want me? And look, just like put his arms up and it's like, oh, anyone please?
Well, when Chelsea signed him, well, I think it was at the start of the exodus of the real true blues, the Floyd Hasselbanks and those guys. The call was, oh, who is this at that time Serbian striker? I mean, he's a guy who comes highly rated. A few years later, he was on his way out and really hasn't been seen in a regular strip for a very long time. And to be honest, Sydney's got enough strikers. I think there are a few other clubs, maybe Perth, who are looking to replace Robbie Fowler.
Yeah, Sydney has enough strikers, it is. And they just signed a defender, Michael.
Yeah, that's correct. We've got... we're going to have to wait on the pronunciation from Simon Hill. He's usually the aficionado on the Dutch pronunciation. But it's Pascal Boshart, who is a Dutch centre-half. He's 31 years old, and he comes from ADO Den Haag and a few other places, and really looking to add some resolve to the Sydney backline. The Beauchamp-Boshart combination is going to be something to watch.
Pete, you started your life as a defender. Do you think this new signing?
Yeah.
Defender now, are you? You're across the park.
I'm the worst kind of player. I'm a utility player.
You're the Travis Major of your local league.
That's correct.
If we get from defender to striker, we'd have to ask some questions.
What's your thoughts? Do you as a defender, is he up to scratch? He's quite old. He's about 31, I believe.
Yeah, he is. He's your typical centre back, basically. He's played over 350 games in the Dutch leagues. He's never scored a goal, and he's one of those hard hitting centre backs, holding midfielder types. Apparently, he also has a good left foot, so he could play left wing or left back as well. So
It's going to be an interesting one. I think that these kind of signings are very good for Sydney, looking to really strengthen basically the second season in a row where centre back pairings have been leaving the club. But moving on to the final piece of news for today, finally, 18-year-old Central Coast Mariners midfield prodigy Mustapha Amini has signed a 4-year deal. Well, He's agreed to a 4-year deal with Borussia Dortmund. Borussia Dortmund and his club, Central Coast Mariners, have yet to agree to a transfer fee. So they're really showing their intentions there with a 4-year deal. We just have to wait for something a bit more than 100,000 euros in German wages.
And we won't start with the German accents again.
Okay.
I don't know.
Forget about it.
The last final piece of news that you didn't mention was that Melbourne Victory have brought out their new kits. They look pretty flash, I believe. The away kit, certainly. Well, Pete's shaking his head, but I believe that despite that they look like the referee kit, I think they are a bit they're fluoro lime, really, and I like them.
I love a bit of fluoro lime in football, but I really think that the home jersey doesn't really look like the traditional white V. It's a bit too thick. The white collar and the three stripes really take away from the V, and really, as a Sydney fan, I couldn't be more happy about that.
And my mother has just taken the microphone on the strip that Melbourne Victory... We showed you the strip just earlier, the home strip.
You did.
Your quick thoughts on that?
I was a bit disappointed to see how much white there was, Matt, just remembering the days of washing and thinking there'd be a lot of nappy sand needed for all that white. So poor mums out there, very disappointing.
While we've got you on the microphone, my mother, the true soccer mum, you've got a bit of football news, that a bit of a segment. Perth Glory had a bit of a fan forum, I think.
They did indeed. Yesterday morning, Perth Glory hosted their first fan forum. CEO Paul Kelly was on hand to answer questions about the club and to provide some much-needed transparency. Issues ranged from ticket prices and security right through to player recruitment and youth development. Some of the key points identified was a need for better engagement with Football West, for clarification of the coaching hierarchy, and for a long-term strategic plan. Although it was a disappointing turnout on the fans' behalf, with only 40 showing up after around 300 expressions of interest, it is a step in the right direction for the Glory.
Well, that sounded like you were reading from a script. Is this true?
Not at all.
No. Oh, were you there?
I certainly was.
My mum knows plenty about football, and that was amazingly devised of your own accord.
Definitely.
I tell you what, though, boys, we've got to really watch out. That was the most professional diction we've had in the podcast ever. It was fantastic. So well done, Matt's mum.
Thanks, guys.
I don't know where I get it from.
Yeah, Matt, what are you doing? Maybe your mum could give you some elocution lessons.
Come in next week, Mum.
No worries.
Thanks, Mum.
That's Mum's message.
Goodbye.
For the latest news, opinion, match reports, and for more on the A-League, head to our website at thefootballsack.com.
Player tweets, excellent! Yeah!
We don't do... That's not part of it.
That's Wayne's World. That's all Wayne's World.
It's not Wayne's World. We made that
just
up ourselves.
Just do your tweets.
All right, there's a bit of conversation happened over the weekend. We're going to give you a bit of a little tester.
Okay, so I think I might put some accents on because we've got Phil Neville and we've got Tim Cahill and also Mrs. Phil Neville who have a bit of a conversation about their holiday in Barbados. So
sounds amazing.
I might be Phil Neville and I'm not sure if he's a Cockney, but he's going to be a Cockney anyway. So
I'm going to be Tim Cahill and Mrs. Neville as well.
Nice. Oh, I can't wait for your Mrs. Neville impression. So I'll start off basically Phil Neville. Had a great day. Wait, that's not
that's
it.
Scottish.
Great day with the Cahills in Barbados.
Oh no, Phil has found us. He is like paparazzi, keeps asking where we're going.
Playing keepy-ups with Timmy, he's only using his head. He's got shite touch.
Ha ha ha, Nev's just knocked a kid out whilst trying to do juggles.
The next day.
Where are the Nevilles? Cahills are at breakfast. Wow, it's hot.
Family Neville had breakfast in the room. We'll be up at the pool at 9 a.m. Just look for the best sunbeds.
Just seen your husband with the gaffer practicing throw-ins on the beach, and he blanked me.
He did tell me to pretend we didn't know you by the pool. Said we had a reputation to uphold.
Wow. Captain's just asked if we wanted to play Monopoly by the pool.
All right, mate. Welcome. Keep the noise down, please. And please, take those speedos off.
Phil Neville and Tim Cahill are like a happy couple together. They got the sunbeds next to each other and Mrs. C and I are on the other side.
The end. That's the end of the Cahills and the Nevilles go to Barbados.
That was amazing.
If anyone is still listening, I mean, really, it's a credit to you.
That's what I like to call frolicking footballers in foreign countries.
And that's going to wrap up our...
Player tweets, excellent!
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, last week, boys, we were at one fixture together in the New South Wales Premier League. That was Sydney Olympic versus South Coast Wolves. Michael Ruchik, it was your first experience for the season at a New South Wales Premier League match. What were your initial thoughts?
Look, I was very impressed. I thought the souvlaki was excellent. I thought that, you know, you can't really get the pie and chips treatment at Belmore Sports Ground, and I really like that. I think it's excellent.
Quality of football?
Quality football was very high. We had a lot of guys who, you know, are pushing for A-League selection. They've got some very good touches and probably some more assured touches than some of our A-League counterparts. And some of the shots on goal were fairly leathered.
Now, Matt, this was your 12th experience of a New South Wales Premier League game. How did you enjoy it?
I loved it, mate. What I was talking to Michael before the game, letting him know what to kind of expect, saying that there's a lot of players in the New South Wales Premier League that have... individual experience.
Yes.
They're quite technically able, but then it's about how well that gels within the whole squad.
Yeah, Sydney Olympic are one of those teams whereby everyone just works together really
well. They gel,
well,
don't they? Yeah.
Really well.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw that with Chris Triantis, who used to play at the Fury, and a really young bloke on the left wing, Will Angel, who's really tearing it up, and you know, good luck to them. There's also Alex Smith, who's just been signed for Gold Coast United.
Yeah, just on Will Angel, I think he made the team of the week this week.
Yes, he did.
And justifiably so.
Talking about Gold Coast for a split sec there, another guy who's just had a trial there is Aman Hadid from Bankstown City. You might remember him. He is a tall ginger lad.
All right.
Plays either centre forward or as a holding midfielder. He's just had a 2-week trial there. I'm not too sure how that's gone. But who knows, we could see him there as well.
It was interesting last week after the game that coach of Sydney Olympic didn't know whether Alex Smith would be with Olympic for the rest of the season. I've got in contact during the week because Gold Coast seemed to think that he'll be up sooner. But from what I understand, Alex Smith will be with Sydney Olympic for the remainder of the season.
Well, you'd hope so, because Olympic really do need him.
It's confirmed.
It's confirmed?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, brilliant. That's fantastic then, because Olympic really do need him up front. Like, he is the pivotal man for all of their attacking formations. So, yeah.
Overnight, the game was washed out between Parramatta FC. They are probably lucky for them. They get another week to regroup.
Yes.
We are coaching that team now, Pete.
Are we? That's brilliant.
Well,
it was your cycle last time, so...
I think it was Ruchik. You were there, weren't you, Ruchik?
Yeah, I was there. I asked for a sports car and $100,000, and look, they didn't give me either of those.
They gave you a sports car?
I wanted one. Look, I said 4-3-3, they said 4-4-2, and we played a 4-5-1, so it really wasn't that successful.
That's right, we don't like 4-4-2 here anyway.
Yeah, so good luck. 4-2-3-1 we like, don't we? That's our system.
Two holding mids.
That's the one. Well, the other game that happened overnight, I was actually at, Sutherland Sharks versus Manly United. That ended in a 3-1 win for Sutherland. Matt Bailey with two of their goals there, Nicky Tatalios with one for Sutherland, and a bit of a kerfuffle in the media box, not too sure who ended up scoring for Manly. It looked like Scott Balderson, but if you think it was someone else, send me a message. info@thefootballsack.com or on Twitter. It's twitter.com/thefootballsack.
We'd love to hear from you. While we're doing a few shout-outs, firstly, always, as always, Mike Stavroulakis and from Football New South Wales, Football Victoria, for making us media partners. Great, good on you. Don't know why you did that, but...
Also our sister podcast down in Melbourne.
On the bench.
Yeah, they've decided they're going to go for Podcast of the Year next year for Footy Fans Down Under Awards. Wow. So a bit of competition there.
Well, good luck, guys. I don't think you've... think we're...
Yeah, we're way step ahead. Above.
Final shout-out is to... our new sponsor, North Coast Football Academy. If you look on our website, www.thefootballsack.com, there is a new advertisement.
Yeah, I noticed that the other day. It looks rather lovely.
Do you like it? I made that.
Yeah, well done for that. Yeah, good work.
They are doing 21-day tours across the UK, going across as you can be a player, you can be a referee, and they'll take you around the country of the United Kingdom, just checking in with all the football stuff that's happening there. Jump on our website, check it out, click on the link and find out what it's all about.
It sounds like a pretty decent deal. Like, you get to go across to a couple of Premier League games, you get to play in a couple of reserve matches as well. So
that's right, and the whole thing is that it's all included in this one price. So jump online, check that out, and thank you to our new sponsors, North Coast Football Academy, for coming on board.
Professional, boys, that was amazing.
Well, it means that we actually have some money in the account now, so we can buy more streamers, and we can buy party poppers.
Sports car.
And Ruchik's sports car.
Now, we were going to get Mel Dinjaski on the line, but unfortunately we have run out of time on the show because in the studio we're getting the wave from the producer saying, cut it, finish the show. So we've got to wrap it up.
It's been disappointing since this show has been so short, but hopefully next week we'll come back and it'll be much longer.
Yeah, we apologise for the shortness of the show. We know that you often listen to the podcast as you go home from work, so you're probably like halfway home from work now.
I'm disappointed. No one jumped on the it could be longer. Like, that's what she said kind of thing. But that's
who
shocking.
Are you? Who are
that's
you?
Shocking.
Who are you? That has been the Football Sack Podcast, the really shortened version. Thank you, Pete Nowakowski, for being on the show.
No worries. I'm always happy to be here.
Thank you, Ruchik.
I'll be back next week.
Sorry. Rochek.
Yes, Rochek. Yes. There's an E, no I.
Just the check will do. My mum, thank you very much for coming into the studio.
Thanks,
and giving us a much-needed professional credibility to the show. See you next week, guys.
That was the Football Sack Podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes to stay up to date with all of the football action across Australia.